The Patriots made sure Tom Brady returned from San Francisco as the homecoming king. But now it's time for another trip, this one to New Jersey against the Jets. Now, this one's going to be an interesting battle, and what is going to blink first? Is it going to be the Patriots' inability to force turnovers or the Jets' inability to hold on to the ball? Because right now, neither side can get the job done. The Jets turn it over about every 3 or 4 seconds, if you really watch the team. They've turned it over 20 times this season. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 13 interceptions. But the problem is the Patriots' defense can't seem to take it away. They've really only taken it away 7 times all year, not including the ones on special teams. And they've gone 3 games in a row without forcing a turnover. That's the first time that's happened since 2005. And Bill Belichick has never gone 4 games in a row as Patriots coach without forcing at least one turnover. That, to me, is the key in this battle. The Patriots have to find a way to take the football away and make sure they slow down the Jets, because if you make sure the Jets don't get hot, make sure Fitzpatrick doesn't get into rhythm, there's no way they can keep up. So it's on the Patriots' defense to take the football away. On the other side of the ball, the Patriots' offense has been a little hot and cold lately. They've had some periods of time during the course of the games, like in the fourth quarter last week, like in the first quarter last week, where they've looked really good and been very productive. But there have also been long periods of time in the middle where they've stalled. The Patriots need to find some consistency. And to me, that starts up front with the offensive line. I think when Tom Brady is forced to run around and make plays the way he had to in the second half of that game against San Francisco, that's not the way you want to play offense. And the Jets can be disruptive, especially up front. Their run defense is pretty stout. The secondary has struggled. We all know about Darrelle Revis, and he has not had a good season for the Jets back there. So if you give the Patriots some time, if you give Brady time, he'll find guys in that secondary. But again, it all starts up front. The Patriots have to be better and more consistent. I think this game is a little bit more interesting than most people probably feel it is heading in. The Jets are 3-7. Their season is over. They're not going anywhere. But I found it interesting that they're going to stick. Todd Bowles is going to stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. And that, to me, tells me that they plan on taking this game very seriously, and they think Fitzpatrick gives them a better chance to win one game. Long term for the Jets, it's probably better to go with Bryce Petty at quarterback, but he's not ready to play against the Patriots and to beat the Patriots. And I think Bowles is looking at this as a one-game season, a chance to salvage what has been a very disappointing campaign thus far. And I think it's going to be close. I don't think the Patriots' defense will be able to force a ton of turnovers the way the Jets have done all year long, but I still think the Patriots' offense is just too much. I think they come away with a 31-23 win.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.